Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
He kept saying, "This is an epic moment. This will change everything."
The adrenaline was so high that I think somebody could have punched me in the face and I wouldn't have flinched.
Okay, so let's face it. We are not always rational creatures. Oftentimes, our aspirations, our wishful thinking, they can cloud our judgment.
I think I just like fooled myself into thinking, like, you just get married and then your life is perfect and everything works out.
I had a pretty good feeling going into it that there wasn't going to be any major problems.
But of course, when does anything ever go as planned?
Are you freaking kidding me?
It was instantly like, oh God, what did I just do? Like, almost instant remorse.
I'm Eddie Mejres, host of the Marketplace podcast, This is Uncomfortable. From a story of a sheltered woman looking for the adventurous man of her dreams, to a couple's unanticipated money fights, to a deep dive of the dark world of romance scams, this season of This is Uncomfortable explores the tension between our financial expectations and reality.
I remember I looked at the cost and I was like, I don't even know. And then I started crying.
It was all very real now. We had the keys and, you know, I guess I felt like I needed to get something off my chest.
And I just cried, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make this money back?
What do you do when things go off the rails? When you're stuck facing the seemingly insurmountable gulf between what you expected and where you ended up?
No matter what I'm doing, every time when I choose something, it's ending bad.
And I was like, oh great, here we go again. This is exactly what I needed.
Or what about when things actually turn out better than you'd anticipated?
There was a small, very small amount of excitement under all of the frustration.
I can't believe we just won something. Who goes into their first season like I'm claiming a victory?
How do you adjust to your new reality? And where do you go from there?
Not only was I trying to grapple the fact that I was no longer playing competitive sports, but I was also coming to terms with who I was as a person.
Do you feel like you wish you could have done things or anything differently?
Yeah, hindsight's always 20/20. And you look back and you say, oh, I could have done this different. I could have reacted a different way, but I just want to focus on moving forward and being happy together.
Leave all expectations behind. This is Uncomfortable is back on October 6th. New episodes out every Thursday. I'll catch y'all then.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.